This isn't perfect. I'm not perfect. The world's not perfect. So let's do this.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Amy J, your host for Through the Eyes of the Victim. And it's been a while, I admit. There's been a lot of stuff going on. And I'm sure you've been feeling it too. But just a lot of stuff in 3D. I'd be all over the place. But anyways, I want to get back to it. And I want to start with a message from my guides, William and the Light Beams. They have a message about our energy. And I think it's important right now that we just take a few minutes to talk about that. What they're saying is that the veil is really thin right now, so we're able to make some really good connections. So let's say you're just out there and maybe you're starting to awaken to your own gifts, or maybe that isn't something that's ever been on your radar or anything that you've ever thought of. And that's okay too. But what they're saying is the veil is really thin. So the energy is really susceptible to other energies right now. So your energy. And so what William and the Light Beams want to say is protect your energy. That's the message. Protect your energy. So like attracts like. And I know you've heard that saying before. But what again they're saying is be what you want to be like. So if you want more happiness, then you need to be happier to bring in more happiness. So I don't know that I really need to go into a deep discussion of like attracts like, but that's the message that they're saying. Be like what you want to be. So feed your soul. Feed your senses, feed your mind, feed your heart with the things and the ways that you want to be, even if you're not quite there yet. And that's perfectly fine if you're not quite in that space yet, is what they're saying. You can be in that space in so many ways before it actually physically, spiritually, materializes or manifests for you. So be in that energy. And remember, like attracts like. So take everything in, knowing that that veil is thin in that positive realm, in that higher vibration, in what you desire, in what you would like in your life. And when some of that negativity squeaks in, because we can't, because we're human, completely 100% avoid it, then you just need to do something to change that energy. And Esther Hicks always said, take a nap. And I love that, because Esther Hicks and Abraham, they're always like, take a nap. And it really is true. Even if you close your eyes for 10 minutes and get out of that energy, you can change that. So yeah, take a nap, take a walk, put on a really loud song, sing and dance, whatever you need to do to kind of change that energy so that you can get back into the energy that you desire. Do that. Okay. Thank you, William and the Light Beams. I really apologize. I thought this was going to be a quiet time of the morning, and yet I keep hearing loud vehicles going by. So I'm going to try to get those out as best I can, but sorry if that will be annoying to some of you. I'm not a professional, and I don't know how to professionally edit yet. But in that spirit of be what you like, or what you want to attract, or what you want, I'm going to attract that in that I can get some more experience and do a better job with these recordings. Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's move on. We are going to talk today and bring in and give you some more information about the Chance Engelbert case. And let me tell you why, before we even get started, that I believe that rehashing, if you will, digging up these cold cases and resurgence is the word they just gave me. Resurgence means you're creating a new surge of energy around these cold cases. Now, these cold cases stay cold for a couple of reasons. The media is on the latest and greatest money makers, the ones that everybody has to absorb and get so enthralled into. And that's where they're going to stay. But for the families and for the victims and for their families, these cases never go cold. They're never cold. So cold cases is a term that suits, the public per se, but for the families, it's never cold. And so for us to be able to hold some space and to put our new surge of energy out there, because everything is energy, put that new surge of energy out there around this case. So maybe just the right person sees it, or maybe just a few people hear about it and start talking about it. It gives it almost, sorry for the pun, and I'm not trying to do that, but it almost gives it new life. It gives it new energy so that it's out there. And with the new, hopefully new information comes through. So let's, hold on just a second. I apologize. I dropped my wand. Oops. Sorry for the noise. All right, let's take a moment of silence for Chance Engelbert, who is missing and has lost his life. And if there are any of those that have lost their lives to violent crimes and are waiting for justice and or waiting to be found, we'll take a quick moment of silence here. All right, then I'm going to take a quick drink. Again, hopefully that's not too annoying. And I apologize if it is. All right. Okay. So I'm tying in that energy. I ask my angels and guides to come through at this time to help me channel this information. And hopefully we can get some new information, or perhaps it will be just new for you. I've also asked Chance and his energy to be with me today as well, so that we can put some fresh eyes on this. And so we are tapping into his, we're going to show him some love today and tapping into his energy. So I'm going to try to be respectful of some of the players in this and not mention any of them by names. Although if you are listening, you probably figure it out. But still, we're just going to be respectful. And preface this by saying all of this is my opinion, my intuition, my guidance, and it's all coming through me and not based on fact. Okay, Let's start. So let's start with some of the things. Let's just start where Chance walked away allegedly from the truck at his wife's grandparents' house where they were staying. We're just going to start there. And I do believe there's footage out there showing that he was indeed walking through the town of Gearing, Nebraska. And not unusual from what others have said, family members and friends, that he would do to cool himself down. Just walk it off, that kind of thing. Yeah, just walk it off. Which, I mean, is great. Cooler heads prevail. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Just walk it off. Okay, perfect. What happened was he was picked up, and we're going to go straight to that. I want to keep this video relatively reasonable so that you can watch it at one time, or I'm sorry, it's not a video, but this recording podcast. So you can watch it all at one time, or if you want to break it up into smaller chunks. All right, so he's walking. Yes, there was a storm that night. He was pretty drenched. I feel like he did kind of duck in and take a little shelter as it was going through. But yet there was still, it was a big storm surge. So he's picked up by one older man and two younger men. One older and two younger men picked him up. Familiar to him is what I believe. And it was a truck that it was either older or it was just well used. Sometimes they can still be a newer truck, but have a lot of use. So dents, scratches, that kind of thing, worn a little bit. So I don't really know the age of the truck. I can't give you a year, but it was an older, well-used truck. I believe the color was white. And it was either a cab. I think it was a cab and a half. I think there was only two doors. But I know there was two seats. So whether it was four-door or two-door, I'm not quite sure. But I know that there were two seats. So it was minimally a cab and a half. It had a toolbox or some kind of storage in it. Because, again, I feel like it was well-used truck that maybe they used for a lot of different things. There was some type of writing or something on the door. Looks like both doors, passenger door. And that's why I believe it was just two-door. Passenger door and driver door. Okay. So, even though Chance is saying that he was walking it off, cooler heads prevail, he was more in that space. When they picked him up, they were not out of the anger. There was still a lot of anger they were carrying from a prior altercation. I also feel like there is alcohol involved, a lot of anger, alcohol. Um, Yeah. Anger. Well, Chance is saying anger, alcohol, accident. Lots of those A words. Okay. And he's going to give us more on that in a minute. So when he got in, the anger was still there. It was still in the car. And Chance is saying that he almost felt instantly when he got in the truck, that energy. He sensed that this maybe wasn't a good idea, but he was already in the truck and in the back seat, and really at that point there wasn't anything he could do. And he assumed, even though that anger was still being fueled, that he was, excuse me a minute, sorry, that he was being taken back to where he needed to go. But what happened is, he's saying, is the anger escalated and they didn't go back there right away. What happened was they stopped along the way somewhere, and the anger just got more and more. It picked up, the steam built up, filled the cab, is what he's saying. And they got out and they wanted an altercation. They wanted to fight. And he resisted getting out of the truck initially. And they were like, no, you need to get out here. And he said, okay. He said that they got the best of him in that his ability to remain calm was waning. You know, he started to pick up on their anger and energy. And I do show him, or I should say, he showed me, sorry, I do see him as having, like, I don't want to do this. This is not cool. Let's just, again, he was trying to de-escalate or bring down that anger. And then the fight ensued. He said it. He took a few swings, but it was self-defense. I mean, he was just trying to protect himself. And without getting into all of the details of the fight, I don't need to see that, hear about that, and that is not the main point of this. He said that he did get hit extremely hard in the side of his head. And I feel like that was the left side of his head. He got punched extremely hard, and that took him down. That took him down to the ground, where there may also have been some kicking and this kind of thing. So once he was down and a little more submissive, I guess, if you will, in their minds, they gathered him up and they took him back to the truck. And then they proceeded to take him somewhere where he where he could go. And then what happened was, as they got there or shortly before, there were two, the older man and one of the younger are the ones that actually did the fight. The third one was there, but he didn't necessarily participate. He just kind of stood back, like, almost like not really sure what to do. And he was in the back with Chance. And when they got to where they wanted to, where he wanted to go, let's just say that, or where it was okay for him to go. I don't want to say too much again for privacy reasons and allegedly, you know, accusations and that kind of thing. But they realized the younger guy in the back realized that he wasn't breathing, that he basically died. And panic, a lot of panic ensued. A lot of, again, there was a lot of alcohol consumed, a lot of anger. And when he says alcohol, anger, accident, what he's saying, is it wasn't premeditated. It wasn't, that they set out to kill him, but inadvertently that's what happened. So yes, they are responsible. Yes, they did this to him. Yes, justice needs to be served. Yes, he needs to be found and sent back to his family, as in his mother's and brothers and father, grandmother, though that family. But it wasn't a premeditated thing. It wasn't their intention, is what he's saying. But yet still it happened. Okay. So that's kind of what happened. Let's get to where they placed his humanly remains. He was out of his body at this time. He was in spirit completely. Was at peace, was feeling no pain. But so what they're saying was they grabbed something and he was wrapped in. And when they first showed me that he was wrapped in something, it actually looked like two men were carrying a large snake. And I thought, what is this? Doesn't make any sense. And then what I realized is it wasn't a snake, but it was a body wrapped in something. So they wrapped him in something. They put him in the truck. And at this point, I think they put him in the bed of the truck as opposed to in the cab. So yes, he was in the cab at one time, and now he's in the bed of the truck. Okay. So, I'm really sorry. I'm going to pause this for a few minutes because I hear something going on and I'm afraid it's going to get really loud. So let me take a quick pause and then I will get back. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to hop on really quick here. I'm not sure how long. There's a lot of noise in the background that's going on. And so I'm just going to take this time right now to let that noise subside. And I'm going to come back with a part two. So we'll pick up where we left off with Chance being placed in the back of the well-used, worn white truck, and where we can find his humanly remains at this time so that we can bring him home and have justice for all. Thank you for listening. Sorry for the interruption, but I will be back. And I do have some tips for those of you that are awakening, some things that you can do in this time and in this energy. Again, thank you for listening. Have a great day. And I will talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening. Until next week, live life on purpose.